attention. So I put my hands up, ain't about a bitch. That nigga gave his mess up. Tables turn quick like Leek did the mix. She need a thirst quench, we gon' bring Lil Roy Spritz. Allow me a brief intermission. Water break. Sponsored by Malik Talk.
All right, let's get right into this shit right now. What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BK Malik's Intellect, better known as Nigga with No Bitches. Hey, I don't even know. Oh yeah, call me the sandwich. It's your boy. We out here, man. It's a episode, you know, another episode in the podcast extravaganza, just living the dream every goddamn day. And I really just wanted to come on here, hop on here, and really just say fuck Netflix. Fuck Netflix. Like, bro, I get it, bro. You're a multi-billion-dollar company facing inflation, all this bullshit, and everybody and their mama on the same Netflix account. And y'all just really need to make another billion. Like, bro, fucking grow up. Stop being a bunch of pussies. And just let people share accounts, bro. No one else cares. Like, bro, you know how many people have accounts, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting paid either way, bro. And what you're gonna, and then you just keep raising prices. At least like have a system in place where like we could split it. Like, bro, we should be able to split a Netflix account. Like, bro, like I should be able to put my card on there, and other person put their card on there, and it take half, and then we go like that. Even though that's crazy to have everyone's card info, like fuck that. But like, I don't know. There's better ways to look at this than only one person. Are you the master account? Like, nigga, fuck you. It's my parents' account. That's my Sneaky Link account from 10 years ago. This is my, like, who cares whose account it is? I'm on it and I'm using it and it worked, bro. So I just really think this is abuse of power. It feels like this is the type of shit they call, like, they put laws in place. Like, bro, don't, you know, this is not allowed, bro. But it is, like, it is what it is. So, but I just feel like it's so stupid. Like, I don't know, like Netflix just lost a customer in me. I don't even have a Netflix account. I haven't had a Netflix account. I don't think I've ever had a Netflix account, but I was always watching Netflix. So it looks like my days of watching Netflix are over. I am now a Hulu hobo. I'll be using someone else's Hulu until the end of time. Yeah, but also low-key, I don't know, bro, I play for way too many subscription services. There's like the beginning and the middle of the month. The beginning and end of the month are like, are horrible. Like, it's bad. I get hit with like minus $80 every time. But yeah, bro, this shit is terrible, and it needs to stop, really. Like, I don't know. I don't remember everything costing $10.99, $5.99, and that's why I'm like, bro, I wanna launch the paywall, bro. But like, I just feel like people already are spending enough, and I don't want to be another $5, $10. Who cares? Throw me five, y'all. If y'all can give HBO 5, 10, y'all can get Leak 5, 10. But I will say this right now. I've just cured, like, so much of my, like, depression I've been feeling. Like, I've just been feeling not adequate. Just all type of things, you know, bro. It's just, like, self-deprecating, self-doubting, all that shit. But I'll tell you one thing. I got a haircut, and all that evaporated. Like, I feel like I can do anything. I'm king of the world. The world is my oyster. No one could tell me shit. I'm really him. I'm not them. I'm not on any of that. I'm on me time. I'm on Leak time. I'm number one, you niggas number two. And your bitch gonna choose on you for me because I'm me and you know what I'm saying? Like, type shit. So yeah, that haircut, boost of confidence is just really hitting right now. Like, it's hitting hard. I'm like really geeked. I'm really like, wow. Like, I just wanna like go to Target and like go shopping in like the makeup section, like go to Target and go to Ulta and just stand there for a bit, like not even say nothing, just really just vibing, and then like walk out, like I'm not even like, I'm just vibing, but you know, and I just keep looking in the mirror, I'm like, damn, nigga, who is that? Hold on. Yeah, bro, it's really crazy. Crazy what a haircut can do, bro. It's really healing. I told my bar, I was like, bro, you really healed me. But I haven't got one since like December, bro. Like, I really just been locked in. I've been on some leak shit, like, you know, it's really been locking in on everything. And you know, I'm thawed out now. I'm finally done working. It's time to really get working. So just. Is what it is. And then anyways, but moving forward, you know, yesterday we were talking about Ice Spice on the Taylor Swift song. The song is low-key gas. It's some gas, bro. Like, it's pretty gas. People on Twitter are losing their minds because she was like Karma That Girl. She was like Karma That Girl, like, grah. And everybody's losing their mind on it. So Ice Spice did it. You know, she has now officially beat the game. She didn't fumble the Taylor verse. And now, bro, like, really, we just wait for her debut album, bro. Her debut album is about to be like probably the biggest moment in modern hip hop history, low key. If we're being real about it, like, this is like crazy high expectations. We might have the next female Drake, female Nicki, you know, not female Nicki, but you know what I'm saying, like, just, like, another artist to carry us for the next 10 years. I'm not gonna say, like, she's just, but she is a sign of, like, our times of, like, you know, quick fame and all that shit, but, like, she's actually keeping it type shit, so it's really refreshing to see, like, you know how many niggas just burn out after whatever, so, just, I'm Team Ice Spice, bro. I'm a munch or a spice cabinet. Shit is lit. So I'm rooting for her, and still rooting for fucking Tizo Touchdown, bro. He just dropped a new song. That shit, I'm about to listen to that shit right after this. And bro, get ready. We might start doing album reviews on here, bro. Fuck everybody, bro. Fuck everybody. Everybody think I want to copy them or some stupid shit. Bro, I've been trying to do this shit, man. Been trying to do this shit, bro. Like, everything I'm doing, everything I've been trying to do in my whole life, I'm doing, bro. I don't really care whether what people think, or you think I'm on your wave or trying to copy your wave or something crazy. Like, bro, in my heart, I've been trying to do everything I've been up to. So it's...
Hi, what size shirt are you? I am a large or an extra large. Copy. I'll come very good. I'm so excited.
Really awkward moment on the pod. Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel like we really finna be alright, I'm muting this damn.
No, you did not.
Damn, he called her Rachel. That's fucked up.
Do we have extras?
He called that girl Rachel, bro. Her name is not Rachel, bro. Calling a girl the wrong name is like crazy, bro. It's really like you want to throw up the second you do it, but also you don't care, but you're like, fuck, why'd I do that? I'm sorry, we're live from the night shift, y'all. That's why it's like this. Just need people to know, like, Leak was podcasting on the night shift, third shift podcasting type shit, and it's just like, it's real shit, bro. Like, no one's doing this shit, bro. No one's dedicated to podcasts at work. fucking be on the phone with it, just risking it all to follow your dreams, bro. That's really what I'm here for, bro. Beacon of hope, a beacon of light to anybody that's trying to go after some shit. Go get it, man. You can. If I'm doing it, you can. Yeah. I'm not saying it like I'm like special ed or something, but like, you know, I got issues, you know. I got ADHD, and that's like a, bro, I be thinking about that, bro. Like, I don't really like use it as a crutch or anything. Only when people are like giving me, expecting things of me, I'm like, bro, I got ADHD, I'm sorry. But you know, I try to be better though. Like, I don't like try to let this shit ruin my life, but like, there's just sometimes me leaving a door open or fucking locking my keys in the car, I'm just like, bruh, it's just a part of the game, bro. And that's the game. Yeah, bro, every time I get on here, I be thinking about shit I want to talk about, and then I never talk about it because I just, not I forget, it's just, hold on, I'm about to open my bookmarks real quick. This is what it's all about, man. All right, bro, so we're gonna talk about this real quick while we got some time. So Target removes some Pride Month products after facing threats. Bro, I've seen so many videos of people just going in Target and just like terrorizing the store just because they got like rainbows up and shit. And I think that's like the craziest thing, because like, bro, when I go to a store, I'm in and out. Like, I don't even really like know what the fuck is hanging up in the store or whatever. And I know it's everywhere, but it's like, come on now, bro. Like, damn, you know, you pull up your bookmarks and then you just see like some crazy shit in here. Yeah, that's me. But yeah, they lost $9 billion in fucking $9 billion in one day, like removing all these products. And I mean, it's some crazy shit going on, bro. It's like, I don't even know, man. The world is just so divided on so many topics, and they just keep, I think we gotta stop presenting new ideas until we figure out the shit that's already not figured out, because then it just keeps building up, right? Like, it's just another thing and another thing and another bill and another this and another that, and then another riot and another shooting and then another killing and then another, like, it's just so much. And I don't know, bro, the way the world's going, bro, I really need to get paid so I can dip out, bro. I'm not finna be a part of none of this, bro, because this shit's about to get crazy for no reason, too. So we all need to get paid. Everybody just stream a link talking, and then I'll start, like, a fund for everybody that listens to them link talking. We call it the link talking fund. And everybody listens to them link talking, they get, like, a stimulus of, like, a rack a month or some shit. We just got to get it that big so it's, like, actually in place. And then people that get in on the ground floor, y'all get the racks. And then people that get on later, they get, like, $100, $200. But we redistributing my wealth to the world. But also, I'm paid, you know what I'm saying? And it's, like, probably a tax write-off or some shit. So we all going to be paid, right? Shit. But those are my forward-thinking plans. And it's just what I be thinking about, bro. And I was listening to, like, the 100th episode, and I fucked it up. There were so many duplicates, but I was really just trying to make that shit happen. But the premise of Malik talking has been lost a little bit, because I don't even be coming on here talking. I be thinking I got to come on here and, like, give y'all stories and all this bullshit, because I be watching other people's content. But I'm going to just keep making what I make, and we're just going to keep being great. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We went from, like, 3,000 listens to, like, 4,000 during this whole process. So, it's working. Everyone keep streaming. Keep listening. And we're going to keep letting these numbers grow so Spotify can throw a nigga the bag. But I love y'all. And I hope y'all enjoy your day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We got a long weekend ahead of us. So I might drop a little mix on y'all head. We on the lookout for that. And happy birthday to my dad, man. Bro, I just got off the phone with that man. I love you so much, dude. You've helped me so much in this life and in my journey and in just everything, bro. Like, you're the GOAT. I'm getting choked up over here, I ain't gonna lie. But you really are the GOAT, man. I hope you're enjoying retirement and everything that comes with that. And I just really just hope you continue to be healthy. And so I can keep loving you. You keep loving me, man. And hopefully I'll see you soon, dog. Yeah, miss you. Love you. And I don't know, man. I always think back to when you we went to Vegas for my birthday, my 21st, or both of our birthdays for the 21st, or my 21st, your 41st. And like, that shit sticks with me for a lifetime. I always think about that because that's just like one of the best memories I had. And it's super great being able to do that with you. So I love that. Damn, I'm over here crying at work. Anyways, but love y'all, everybody. This is Malik talking. Fuck Netflix. RIP net neutrality. And stream Malik talking. Love y'all. Happy Friday.